Cars glide across the highway, joined by their shadows cast by the bright sun shining through a cloudless sky. Lines of vehicles pass open fields, forests, and river crossings. The scene along the highway remains a blur to most drivers and their passengers, that is, until the highway enters into a valley where the trees begin to scatter and reveal what lies behind. Totally juxtaposed in the landscape adjacent to the highway, boldly sits a prison. The massive structure of light blue buildings and guard towers, surrounded by fencing and endless strands of twisted barbed wire, emerges out of a clearing. Inmates outside play basketball, a few run laps around the prison yard, while others congregate and socialize. In the midst of the subtle afternoon activities sits a lone man on a bench hunched over, sitting in his blue prison uniform. Alone, he sits on the furthest bench of the prison yard, closest to the highway. Enclosed in the jagged metal fencing, he sits and stares at the endless cycle of passing cars and trucks, a constant stream of moving freight, cargo, and people. How freely they move from left to right, from right to left, he thinks. Older and wiser, he has lived nearly half of his life in that prison by the highway. He can't help but reminisce on the event that led him to this place, an event that seemed like forever ago. The decision and action lasting no more than a single second that had permanently distorted his life. He thinks about the house he had broken into, the surprise he felt from seeing the man in the kitchen. He wasn't supposed to be home, he thought. The lights that flashed on, his hand that pulled out the gun, his finger placed on the trigger that mechanically contracted and pulled, releasing the hammer and pummeling the bullet out of the barrel. That was the day both of their lives ended. Each night in his cell, he lays awake on his tiny cot, listening to the muffled roar of the cars that continuously pass in the background. He cannot forget that moment. It pains him to know that he can never take it back. Finally released from the bright fluorescent lights and prison ambience, a break from the echoing voices and clanging on the bars, the inmates are set to recess. Some of the men split up to play basketball, some form groups and socialize, some start jogging around the prison yard. But the prisoner, under the watchful eyes of the guards, makes his way out of the doors and slowly walks towards the bench. He walks onto the crumbling concrete past the basketball court and the groups of prisoners conversing, onto the dilapidated running track passing the joggers, over to the small mound leading up to his bench. Every day, the prisoner sits quietly, staring at the passing cars, feeling the light breeze of the fresh air on his face and the heat of the sun on his dark skin, his eyes fixed on Interstate 64. For him, this was as close as he could get to freedom.